主耶稣，我们每想到新耶路撒冷，我们的心里面就欢然跳跃。
Lord Jesus, every time we think of the New Jerusalem, our hearts rejoice.
正盼望今天早晨，我们众圣徒聚集在你跟前的时候，你就向我们显现。
How we desire that today, as we gather together with your people, that we would see it.
把你这位大君王的尊贵荣耀向我们启示出来。
Do reveal the glory of our great and mighty King.
把你历世历代你要所做的工作向我们启示出来。
Do reveal the work that you desire to accomplish.
好叫我们奔跑有一个定向。
So that we would have a goal as we run.
我们追求一个很好的目标。
That we would have a goal for our pursuit.
所以我们把今天要交通的话语献在你的手中。
So we do place the words that will be shared today into your hands.
求主亲自与我们同在。
Lord, do be with us yourself.
主啊，你知道，我们如果不见你的面，其他一切就尽都是枉然。
Lord, we do know that if we do not meet you face to face, everything else is in vain.
唯有当我们见到你荣耀的面光的时候，我们的里边就欢呼跳跃。
And only when we meet you face to face, our hearts will be full of joy.
所以求主祝福这个聚会。
So Lord, please bless this gathering.
愿你的荣光显在你的话语中。
May the glory of your face appear in your word.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们先来读两处圣经。
Shall we read first two passages of scripture?
就是启示录二十一章。
First is Revelation chapter 21.
我们先读第十节到十三节。
Let's first read verse 10 through 13.
这约翰被圣灵感动所写出的话。
John, according to the moving of the Spirit, wrote this passage.
我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城新耶路撒冷指示我。
And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God.
城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉和如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
Having the glory of God, her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper.
有高大的墙，有十二个门，门上有十二位天使，门上有写着以色列十二个支派的名字。
It had a great and high wall with 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names were written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel.
然后再读二十一节。
And now let's turn to verse
21. 十二个门是十二颗珍珠，每门是一颗珍珠。
And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was a single pearl.
我想圣经就先读到这里。
Let's just read to here for now.
圣经当中有主要的两条线。
In the Bible, there are two main cities.
一个是神的工作。
Or two main works. One is God's work.
神在永世里面就定下一个荣耀的目标。
God in eternity has already set a goal or purpose.
就是要建造新耶路撒冷城。
And that is that he wants to build his new Jerusalem.
你看看当神把亚当夏娃造好了之后放在伊甸园里边。
When God first created Adam and Eve and placed them in the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园里边呢有一道生命河流。
There in the Garden of Eden was a river of life.
还有一棵生命树。
And there was also a tree of life.
那么河流经过的地方呢有珍珠有玛瑙有宝石晶晶。
And anywhere that the river passed by, we see that there were pearls, there were gems, there were costly stones.
这个都是要得着的材料。
And these are all building materials that God wants
to gain. 等到了启示录，我们看见了这个珍珠、金晶、玛瑙，都被神建造起一座城来。
And so when we see in Revelations 21, the pearl, the gold, all these precious gems are being used to create the New Jerusalem.
所以这就是神历世的工作，就是为着这一个荣耀的目标。
So all of God's work throughout history is for this glorious goal.
要把旧约的圣徒以及我们新约神的儿女们
And so the Old Testament people as well as the children of God in the New Testament
都把我们建造在这个新耶路撒冷里边
He is building us into this New Jerusalem.
就像刚才我们弟兄在领诗的时候我们自己就是新耶路撒冷的一部分
Just as our brother had shared when he led the hymns that we are a portion, a part of the New Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷不是一个地方而已
The New Jerusalem is not merely a place.
新耶路撒冷更是我们这帮人要成为神心中那个荣耀的计划里边的一个丰富
The New Jerusalem is created by the people, those of us who are being worked out by God.
那么另外一条线呢撒旦也在做工。
There's another line in human history that is Satan who's working.
撒旦的工作是要建造一个大巴比伦。
Satan, he wants to build up the great Babylon.
当撒旦知道神的心意之后
After Satan knew God's plan,
他要破坏神的工作。
He wants to destroy God's work.
所以他也造一个城。
So he also creates a city.
从创世纪第十章就开始了。
And we see this in Genesis chapter 10.
他要造一个巴比塔。
That the Tower of Babel was created.
塔顶通天。
And it reached high up to the heavens.
要传扬我们的名字。
Because man wants to proclaim his own name.
那就把神的一切都放在一边。
And so all God is placed aside.
传扬我们人的一起。
Because man together wants to create.
然后呢，撒旦就一直做工呢，从巴比塔以及到了巴比伦。
And so from the Tower of Babel, Satan continued on into the city of Babylon.
所以最后启示录呢，有大巴比伦就出现。
And so in Revelation, we do see that the great city of Babylon.
感谢赞美主呢，启示录给我们看见一个荣耀的结局。
However, in Revelation, we thank God, we see that there is a glorious conclusion.
当主耶稣显现之后
，After the appearance of our Lord
Jesus, 大巴比伦受审判都毁灭的了。
The great city of Babylon is entirely judged and destroyed.
这大巴比伦一毁坏了之后啊，新耶路撒冷，圣城新耶路撒冷就从天而降。
After the great city of Babylon is destroyed, the New Jerusalem descends from heaven.
所以今天早晨呢，我和弟兄姊妹来讲新耶路撒冷的十二个门。
So this morning, brothers and sisters, I want to share with you about the 12 gates of the New Jerusalem.
从新耶路撒冷十二个门里面来看我们。的荣耀的途径。
So from the 12 gates of the New Jerusalem, I want to share with you the 12 experiences of these gates.
也就是我们要进入神的荣耀，成全神旨意那个路径。
That is the pathway for us to enter into the New Jerusalem, that glory of His.
我们刚才读了圣经的时候啊，那个新耶路撒冷有十二个门的。
We just read in the passage the 12 gates of Jerusalem.
那每门呢是一颗珍珠。
And every single gate was a single pearl.
弟兄姊妹，我们大家都知道，这个珍珠啊是一个生命的经历。
Now, brothers and sisters, we all know that these pearls, it is an experience of life.
我们知道珍珠是因为大海中有个蚌，珍珠蚌。
We know that these pearls, they come in the great sea, there are these clams.
那么这个沙子进到这个珍珠蚌里面呢、啊、这个珠蚌就分泌出一种液体。
Or these oysters, and we know that the speck, a grain of dirt will enter into that oyster.
它这里面一直运作。最后呢，这个沙子就变成了珍珠了。
And gradually, as it is covering it with a film, that pearl is created.
所以这是代表基督徒的经历。
And this represents experience of a Christian.
也是神在我们上的工作。
It is also God's work in us.
所以呢，十二个门啊，是十二个珍珠，就代表这神借着众圣徒所做的工作。
And so these 12 pearls, it represents God's work among all His saints.
我们这门啊，就是入门。
We know that gates is an entryway.
就你怎么进去
It tells us how you enter in.
你怎么能够进到这个荣耀的里边
How are you to enter into glory?
成为神所建造那个荣耀目标里边的一部分
How can you be a portion of that which God is building?
这个十二门就是你必须从这个门里面进去
These 12 gates tell us that we must enter through these gates.
所以十二个门啊，就代表旧约里面十二个支派他们的属灵的经历。
And so these 12 gates, they also represent the 12 experiences of the 12 tribes of Israel.
所以今天呢，我盼望主给我们恩典呢，我能够把十二个门和 和弟兄姊妹交通交通。
So I pray that according to God's grace, I can share with you regarding these 12 gates.
但是这十二个门里面呢，十二个支派里面，有三个支派是负面的见证。
Among these 12 Israelite tribes, there are three that are more on the negative side.
比方说流便支派。
For example, Reuben.
比方说那个西面支派。
And also Simeon.
比方说但支派。
And also the tribe of Dan.
他说传给我们的信息呢，都是负面的警告，负面的提醒。
We know that these three tribes, they tell us the more negative warnings or the reminders for us.
那么像犹大呀，像约瑟呀，像利未呀，这个都是一个正面的见证。
For Judah, for Joseph, and for Levi, we know that these are more positive testimonies.
所以当我们来看这个十二个门的时候，你进到流便门。
And so when you see these 12 tribes, you are entering into these
12 gates.
进过流便
门的时候，流便就告诉你一件事情。
When you enter into Reuben, Reuben tells us something.
他说，弟兄姊妹们，你们要以我为警戒。
And so he says to us, brothers and sisters, use me as a warning.
我就是因为放纵肉体的情欲，以致失去了长子的名分。
Because I followed after the lust of the flesh, therefore I lost the position of being the firstborn.
所以啊，弟兄姊妹，你们必须要好好的小心。
And so, brothers and sisters, be careful.
你们不要走我所走过的路。
Do not walk in the way that I walk.
这个对我们亏损太大了。
This is a great loss to us.
叫我们失去许多许多属灵的丰富了。
So that we would lose out on so much spiritual blessing.
你比方走到那个西面门。
And then let's say you come to the gate of Simeon.
你知道西面跟利未啦，曾经做过一件事情。
Do you know, remember, Simeon and Levi, they did something.
就当雅各在那舅父家里啊，要回到他父亲家里去的时候。
We do know that when Jacob, he was to enter into his father's home.
经过四件城。
He had to go through the city of Shechem.
他用诡计就杀了世间城的许多人。
And through his own scheming, he killed many people.
虽然他们的父亲雅各，一听见这两个儿子啊，有这么残暴的事情呢，他们心里，雅各心里面就非常痛苦。
So when Jacob heard of the great violence of his two sons, he was greatly grieved in his heart.
所以啊，西面的经历呢，就告诉我们，你不要随便照着自己意思行动。
And so the experience of Simeon teaches us that we cannot do according to whatever you desire.
西面是因为他们的姐妹那个底娜呀，被世间人玷污了。
It was because Simeon and Levi, their sister Dinah, she was violated by the men of this world.
所以借着一些诡计和他的手腕呢，就把世间城的统统杀死了。
And so through the trickery of their hands, they killed all these men.
这个是代表西面身上代表一个残暴的性情。
And so Simeon shows us a great violent character.
所以我们经过西面门的时候啊，西面好像对我们说。
So when we enter through the gate of Simeon, it's as if Simeon is telling us, brothers and sisters.
我们不能够随自己的意思来做我们要做的事情。
We cannot do whatever it is that we want to do.
如果我们随着自己的意思，要发脾气就发脾气，要骂人就骂人，要害人就害人。
If you want to just hurt people, rebuke people, and harm people the way you desire.
你知道吗？我就失去了很多属灵的产业。
Do you know that I have lost out on much spiritual inheritance?
是当西面支派被分产业的时候啊，他就是合并在犹大支派里面的。
And so when Simeon was to receive his inheritance, he was combined together with Levi.
所以这是一个负面的警告。
This is a more negative warning.
你如果走到但门的旁边。
And then when we come to the gate of Dan.
你看看在创世纪二四十九章。
And then when we come to Genesis chapter 49.
雅各说的但是什么样的情形呢？
What type of condition did Jacob say of Dan?
我们读到也创世纪四十九章啊。
Let's take a look at Genesis 49.
十六节。
Verse
16. 他但必判断他的民，做以色列支派之一。
Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel.
但必做道上的蛇，路中的灰，摇上马蹄，是骑马的坠落以后。
Dan shall be a serpent in the way, a horned snake in the path that bites the horse's heel so that his rider falls backward.
所以雅各祷告神啊，就耶和华啊，我向来等候你的救恩。
And so Jacob inserts his prayer, saying, "For your salvation, I wait, O Lord."
我们不知道，但到底是做了多少得罪神的事情。
We know how many things Dan had done to offend God.
在四世纪里面记载，当然是做过许多坏事情。
In the book of Judges, we see many of the wickedness that Dan had
committed. 有人告诉我们，但很可能在将来敌基督出现的时候啊，但是和敌基督的人呢，有一些大概有一些来往的。
And then there are some people who tell us that when the Antichrist comes, that Dan may have some relationship with the Antichrist.
是但就这样提醒我们呢、啊，幕后的时代，撒旦会做许多许多的败坏的工作。
And so Dan reminds us that in the end days, that the enemy will do many things to destroy.
将来假基督、假先知都要出现。
And later on, the Antichrist, the false prophet, will appear
会迷惑许多人
to deceive many.
所以我们呢要格外小心
So we need to be very careful.
要在主的道路上啊，不要走路中的蛇，道上的灰
As we walk on his way, may we not meet the serpent and be that horned snake.
所以我想这三个负面的字牌所讲的呢，我们就简简单单稍微提一提就好。
So very simply, we're just going to mention these three more negative tribes' gates.
那么正面的见证呢就非常宝贵了。
And some of the more positive are very precious.
你比方说哦，要讲到正面的支派，第一个是犹大。
And when we speak of the more positive tribes, the first one is Judah.
我们走到犹大门这里。
When we come to the gate of Judah.
犹大向我们摇摇手，招招手。
And Judah, he will shake hands with us.
犹大就告诉我们一件事情。
And here he tells us something.
所以犹大的特点呢有两个。
And there are two characteristics of Judah. 当然特点还有很多
了，我讲两个点。
And he says that there are these things that I need to tell you.
犹大的第一个点是他赞美神。
The very first thing is that he praises God.
犹大这个意思就赞美。
The meaning of Judah is to praise.
所以犹大告诉我们呢，你要进入新耶路撒冷的门，第一件事情。要学会赞美。
And so Judah tells us that when you enter into the New Jerusalem, you must learn how to praise.
这创世纪雅各来说预言说到犹大的时候。
And so in Genesis, when Jacob spoke of Judah,
那个犹大支派的赞美啊，特别丰富。
And so the praises of Judah are abundant.
其他几个支派都赶不上。
And all the other tribes have much less.
犹大就代表基督徒啊，我们要经历新耶路撒冷的丰富。
However,
我们需要学会做一个赞美的人。
Judah represents to us the abundance of the New Jerusalem, and we need to learn how to praise.
我想我们许多弟兄姊妹都领会。
We know many brothers and sisters. We all understand.
也都可以做见证。
And we can testify.
我们的心灵能够提升。
Our spirit is able to be lifted up.
能够从软弱下沉的里面来提升起来。
That in the times when we are downcast, we can be lifted up.
那是当我们看见主的荣耀，看见主的作为。
When we see God's glory and all that surrounds Him,
我们就发出赞美来。
We have praise.
我们若是碰见一些难处，
When we encounter difficulties,
碰见一些试炼，
We meet some testing,
碰见一些打击，
Or some conflict,
我们就发脾气，
And then we have a temper.
我们就说一些埋怨的话，
We say words of complaint.
你就可以经历到，什么时候你发脾气，什么时候你说负面的话。你心灵一定是下沉。
And you can experience that anytime you are complaining, anytime you are speaking negative words, your spirit now begins to go downward.
当你碰见一些难处。
When you meet some difficulties.
比方说疾病啦。
Let's say it's illness.
或者车祸啊。
Or car accident.
或者啊不小心呢、啊、哎我今天开车时去被人家撞了。
Or by accident that you've been hit by somebody else on the road.
那为什么我这么倒霉？
Why does this happen to me?
什么心里就非常的不舒服。
And in our hearts we feel so much discomfort.
所以我们在家庭也好，在教会里也好。
Whether in the family or in the gathering.
我们可能常常会埋怨。
Oftentimes we complain.
我这个做丈夫的可能埋怨我的姊妹。
Perhaps as a husband I'm complaining about my
wife. 我在教会里面和弟兄姊妹一起服侍的，我可能埋怨。 这个和我一同配搭的弟兄姊妹。
And as I serve together with brothers and sisters, sometimes perhaps I might complain about the people that are around
me. 你们没有跟我好好的同心合意。
You do not, you are not, in harmony with me.
所以我们把责任呢都归到别人身上。
And we cast the responsibility onto others.
所以当你一埋怨的时候啊，你的灵一定是下沉。
So as soon as you complain, then your spirit is down.
你一定是享受不到新耶路撒冷里面那个所添的丰富。
You cannot experience the abundance of the New Jerusalem.
但是如果你我能够学会一件事情。
But if you and I will learn one lesson.
能够在任何环境当中啊，来赞美神。
That no matter what the circumstance, you can praise God.
像主耶稣一样。
Just like our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣给我们一个榜样。
The Lord Jesus is our example.
当他被许多人拒绝。
When he was rejected by many.
犹太人拒绝他。
And many people rejected him.
那些长老、祭司长、文士也拒绝他。
The elders, the teachers, and scribes all rejected him.
最后啊，连为他做过见证的使徒约翰，也有点怀疑他。
And even later on, John the Baptist, who had baptized him, also doubted him.
因为使徒约翰呐，他为主在希律王跟前说了为主做见证的强烈的话。
Because John the Baptist, he spoke very strong words in front of Herod.
被下在监牢里面。
And so he was cast into prison.
那使徒约翰说心里面呢，他真是盼望能够这位耶稣，这位基督的耶稣啊。能够早早的救他。
And so in his heart, he was greatly desiring that this Lord Jesus would save him.
但是他在监狱当中等了很久，主耶稣也不救他。
But he waited for a long time in prison, and the Lord Jesus did not save him.
所以他差遣门徒去问耶稣说。
So he went to ask Jesus.
那将要来的是你吗？
The one who is to come, is that you?
还是我们就等候别人呢？
Or are we waiting for another?
我们到这里啊，我们叫约翰啊。你不是很刚强的为主做见证吗？
When we reach this point, do we ask John, didn't you bear witness for him?
在我以后来的比我更大。
The one who is coming after me is greater than me.
我就是给他解鞋带都不配的。
I am unworthy to even tie his sandals.
并且你们知道吗？我就看见，那当他来受洗的时候，圣灵仿佛鸽子一样。降下落在他身上。
And even when he was baptized, that I saw that the Lord, the Spirit came down as a dove.
所以我就告诉你们，这是神的儿子。
So I tell you that this is the Son of God.
你们大家都要跟着他啊。
Follow him.
有一天，使徒约翰的门徒啊，来找耶稣，来找使徒约翰。
And some of the disciples also came to find John the Baptist.
他说：“拉比啊，从前到你这里受洗的人呢？”现在都到耶稣那里去了。
And told him that those who you have baptized now are following after Christ, after Jesus.
那使徒约翰做的多么美好的见证了。
And John the Baptist gave such a wonderful testimony.
他娶新妇的就是新郎。
That he is the bridegroom.
这位耶稣就娶新妇的新郎。
That the Lord Jesus is the bridegroom of the
bride. 所以人从我这里归到耶稣那里去啊，是理所当然的。
So it is most natural for people to go and follow him.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He must increase, I must decrease.
弟兄姊妹，这个话都好啊。
Brothers and sisters, this word is so
good. 那样美好的见证。
He bore such a good testimony.
愿主兴旺，愿我衰微。
May he increase and I decrease.
那么如今呢？使徒约翰怎么突然软弱下来了？
But today, how is it that John the Baptist became so weak?
居然会怀疑耶稣？
And he
那将要来的是你吗？我们还是等候别人呢？
Is it you or are we waiting for someone else?
是吧？所以这个时候啊，是主耶稣啊，落到最低层的那个黑暗的环境当中。
And so now here, while he is in the most lowest place in his life,
连为他做见证的使徒约翰。都这么样的灰心丧志。
Even John the Baptist, who bore such witness and testimony, he was so discouraged and disappointed.
好像今天你问，如果是弟兄姊妹都离开了我。
And so he said, if all of you brothers and sisters, if you are to depart from me,
我在一个孤孤单单的一个环境当中。
If I am in a very lonely place,
哎呀，你怎么样？
How would you be?
我们就是很灰心。
We would be also discouraged.
主耶稣啊，那一天被圣灵感动啊，就欢乐起来，就赞美神。
But the Lord Jesus, because he was moved by the Spirit, he began to rejoice and praise God.
父啊，你的美意本是如此。
Father, such is your good will.
因为你将许多的事啊， 像聪明通达人就隐藏起来。
Because you have hidden the things of God from those who are wise.
像婴孩呢就显明出来。
But you have revealed your things to those who are infants.
所以你看主耶稣啊，在这个最黑暗、最艰难的环境当中，他就赞美神。
And so our Lord Jesus, in the most darkest and most difficult time, he prays.
哇，你的美意本是如此。
Father, such is your will.
所以啊，基督徒啊，一个赞美就能够享受到属天的丰富。
To praise is to experience the abundance of the that which is spiritual.
那个埋怨或者生气这些呢，都会把你陷在那个牢笼里面。
Complaint and anger will only bring you into bondage.
所以呢，我们大家都来学习啊，就是凡是领导我。要学习这个赞美的人。
So may we all learn that in no matter what circumstance that we would be those who praise.
有很多事情都是我们是不愿意碰到的。
Many things we will encounter.
你想想，那许多的我们所说的打击、挫折等等啊，有哪一件事情是我们高兴的
？In all of the difficulties we encounter, what things cause us to be happy?
你够学会赞美。
But if you learn to praise.
我们一首诗歌，我深信知道，凡事领我。他有每一步必测是吧
Then I do believe that Jesus does all things well.
我深信只凡是领我他有每一步必测
And I do believe Jesus will do all things well.
如果你认定凡是领导我这凡是包括很倒霉的事情
For whatever befall me, even if it is very tragic,
很痛苦的事情
it's unlucky and it's so painful.
被别人践踏在脚底下
and when everybody else meets it, they fall.
被这亲爱的人离弃了
and when our loved ones desert us,
被最好的同伴伤害了
our closest companions harm us, hurt us.
慢慢的我就学习一点，但我还是没学好了啊。
And then I will learn it, even though I'm still learning it.
就学习啊，就甚至凡是领我。他与每一不必测
That for whatever befall me, Jesus doeth all things well.
所以啊，有的人不妨在背后批评我。
Even if somebody behind me is ridiculing me.
有的人也当然指责你，给你难看。
Some people will ridicule you in front of you.
我慢慢，我本来呀，就是很不愿意。
In the past, I didn't want to accept it.
这个弟兄，这个姊妹，怎么可以这样子呢？啊
！This brother, this sister, how could they be like that?
但慢慢我领会一点。
But gradually, I came to understand.
原来这些弟兄姊妹或者这些环境，都是神安排的打发，来制作我，来成全我。
These situations and brothers and sisters were sent by God to deal with me and to establish me.
包括我们的配偶。
Including our spouse,
包括我们的儿女
including our children,
包括我们在教会当中一同配搭的弟兄姊妹
including the brothers and sisters whom we
co-work together, 都是神精心量过的
God has measured it out for us,
都是神借着他们来制造你我
God through them now is dealing with us,
因为神借着他们呢来把我的光景显露出来
because through them God is revealing my condition,
让我在主面前能够谦卑学习
So that before the Lord, I may humble myself and learn.
所以慢慢我就学会到一点呢，就是当有弟兄姊妹或者别人在那里说我坏话的时候嘛。
And so when a brother or sister comes in front of me and they say bad things about me,
或者生气发脾气的时候嘛。
Or when there is a bad temper,
我就想到主一定要叫我在这里学习什么功课。
Then I think about how the Lord is wanting to teach me a lesson.
我也主也叫我体会到啊，你知道。这个弟兄或者这个姊妹，所以说这样的话呢，因为他有非常大的痛苦。
And sometimes the Lord also reminds me so that I may understand that this brother or sister who said this, they are suffering through them something themselves.
你知道他现昨天呢在公司里面受了气了。
Do you know that they have also gone through a difficult time at their work?
被同事排挤。
They have been rejected by their coworkers.
被上司指责。
They have been rebuked by the supervisor.
他一肚子的。痛苦
They are going through great suffering themselves.
他心情当然会不快乐
And they are not in a good mood.
那他不照你做出出气的话，你想想。
And now they are saying these bad words in front of you.
所以呢，当我碰见这样一个对象的时候
，So when I meet such an opponent,
就叫我学会啊，去寻找为什么他说这样的话或者做这样的事情。
The Lord is allowing me to learn. Why is it that this person is saying this?
一定他有说不出来的苦楚。
There must be a suffering that they cannot speak of.
主呢，就让我做一个出气筒。
And so the Lord is allowing me to be on the receiving end.
让他出出气。
To allow them to release their emotions.
所以啊，我们就看见了，凡是领我呀，他也美意不必成。
Because whatever befall me, Jesus does all things well.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真是学会这一点呢，你就能够进到这个犹大门里面呢，来赞美他，借着赞美来进入享受基督的丰富。
Because if you can understand and learn this lesson, then you can enter in through this gate and you can experience the abundance of Christ.
犹大支派第二个还有一个特点。
There's another, a second characteristic of Judah.
就是爱弟兄。
It is to love the brethren.
犹大这十二个支派里边呢，他是爱心是特殊的。
Among the 12 tribes, Judah had a very characteristic of love.
最早是当其他几个兄弟们要出卖约瑟，要把约瑟杀害。
At the very beginning, when the brothers, they wanted to kill and harm their brother Joseph.
要残害约瑟的时候，犹大就做保啊，就把这个约瑟就保下来了。
However, Judah spoke up to preserve his brother.
那么等到后来约瑟到埃及做了宰相。
And later, after Joseph went into Egypt, and he became the governor there.
过了一段时间呢，就迦南地遭遇了饥荒了。
And afterwards, we know that all of Canaan came into a famine.
那么所有饥荒当中的人呢，都知道埃及有粮食。
And all those in the famine found out and heard that there was food in Egypt.
约瑟正好在管理粮食。
And Joseph was in charge of the provisions.
所以他们这帮弟兄们呢，就去埃及到约瑟那里递粮食。
And all of these brothers went to Egypt to get food.
那么约瑟一看见呢，约瑟一看见这个十个哥哥啊，就是已经出卖我的哥哥。
And Joseph immediately recognized that these were the brothers who had sold him.
假使是我王弟兄的话呀。
If it was me, Brother Wang,
哎呀，我真是高兴得不得了。
I would be terribly happy.
你看那从前他们害我害得要我死啊。
Look, these are the people who wanted to kill me.
今天居然给我这个机会，我可以报仇了。
And today, I can exact my revenge.
所以你们现在要粮食到这里来，是不是啊？
And so if you, now, today, you have encountered this difficulty.
我把粮食可以卖给别的人。
I'm going to sell food to others.
那你们呢？我是绝不卖给你们。
I will not sell food to you.
因为我这个气量太小了。
Because me as this vessel, I'm too small.
约瑟呢，一认识他。
But Joseph, when he recognized them,
他是哥，这个是个哥哥。
These were his brothers.
所以约瑟啊，就问他，哎，他说你们啊，有几个兄弟啊？你们都在这里吗
？And so Joseph started to ask questions. He said, "Are all of the brothers present?"
他的兄弟们说，我们呢有一个兄弟啊，是遭遇了意外，好像。离开我们家到外地去了。
And so he said, the brothers answered, they said, well, among us, there was another one. He had encountered some accident, a tragedy, and he's no longer with us.
这是指着约瑟了。
And this was speaking of Joseph.
那么还有没有呢？
And then he asked, is there another one?
他说我们家兄弟本来有十二个。
And then they said that we had 12
among us. 还有一个最小的。
There is a youngest, but he's at home.
约瑟好，你们下次再来提粮食的时候，你非要把这个小儿子，你们小兄弟那个便雅悯带来。
And so Joseph said, "Okay, next time you come to purchase food, please bring your youngest one with you."
你们把便雅悯带来了，我就知道你们讲的话是真的。
Bring Benjamin, and then I will know what you speak is truth.
我就可以挑粮食给你们。
And then I can give you your provisions.
你们如果不把便雅悯带来， If, 你们就休想再来见我。
If you are not bringing Benjamin next time, then you are to come and report to me.
这下呀，这个十个哥哥们就回到他们父亲雅各那里呀。雅各说：“哦，你们还要把便雅悯带走啊？”
And so the 10 brothers brought this news back to their father Jacob, and Jacob said, "You are going to take Benjamin with you."
你看，我最爱的儿子约瑟已经不见了。
My most beloved Joseph is now gone.
那么除了约瑟之外呢，便雅悯是最小的，我最宝贝的。
And now my most precious, the youngest Benjamin.
你们要把他带走啊？那你们竟然是要害我呀！白发苍苍，背背惨惨，下到阴间了。
And now if you are taking Benjamin away from me, you are going to bring my gray hairs down into the grave.
所以呢，雅各是无论如何不肯放走这个便雅悯。
And so Jacob, he was not willing to let go of Benjamin.
这也是很正常的情形了。
This is a very common occurrence.
他已经丧失一个儿子了。
If any but one of you have a son,
现在那个最小的便雅悯，他怎么能够舍得让他的儿子们带走呢？
How was he going to allow his youngest to be taken away?
但是所有的粮食都没有了。
But there was no more food.
所以这个时候啊，犹大就出来做保。
And so now Judah came out to himself.
因为那个人在埃及递粮食给我们那个人啊，他是很认真地告诉我们，你们一定要把便雅悯带来。
He told his father that the person said that you must bring Benjamin.
证明你们讲的话是真实的。
In order to say to prove that what we say is the truth.
我才能够把粮食给你们。
And then he will give us our food.
所以父亲啊。
So father.
我可以做保。
I will be the one.
如果我把便雅悯带去了，不把他好好的带回来的话，情愿我来担罪。
I will guarantee that if I do not bring Benjamin safely home, then I will bear the responsibility.
所以啊，便雅悯呢，就爱弟兄，爱他的小弟弟的关系，他就在父亲面前呢，立下保证。
And so Judah, he gave himself as a guarantee that for his father, for the youngest brother.
你只要我们能够把便雅悯带去，我们把粮食带回来。
We will bring Benjamin and we will bring back food.
要不然的话，你就吃我的最好了。
Otherwise, you may kill my own sons.
好，那么雅各呢？哎呀，既然如此呢，你们要带走就带走吧。
And Jacob said, "Okay."
如果你们不带回来的话啊。你们真会使我悲悲惨惨白发苍苍下到阴间去了。
He says, fine, however, if you do not bring back Benjamin, you will bring my head down in grief to the grave.
好，当他们把便雅悯带走的时候。
And so when they took Benjamin,
又是一见，那看见他亲爱的弟弟来了，又是心中当然非常高兴。
Joseph once again saw his younger brother, and in his heart he was so full of joy.
但又是呢，爱弟心起啊，他要把这个弟弟留下来。
But because of his great love for his brother, he wanted to have his younger brother remain.
所以又是用了一个计谋啊。
And so Joseph used a scheme.
他把一个杯子啊什么放在便雅悯的袋袋里。
He put his cup into Benjamin's bag.
所以非把便雅悯留下来不可。
So that Benjamin had to stay behind.
这个时候怎么办啊
？But now what were they going to do?
这个十个兄弟说。这下爹便雅悯不回去的话，那我父亲真是没有命了。
The ten brothers said, if Benjamin does not go home, this is the life of our very father.
约瑟又在，不是犹大又在约瑟面前立下一个保。
And so Judah, before Joseph, once again spoke up.
我想这段圣经是非常感动人的。
This is a passage that is greatly moving.
我们来读一读好了啊。
Let's read it together.
创世纪四十四章嘛。
This is in Genesis chapter 44.
第十九节开始。
Starting from verse 10.
他说：“我主，你曾经问仆人们说。”
Verse 7, they said to him, Why does my Lord speak such words as these?
你们有父亲有兄弟没有啊?
Do you have any other brothers?
那我们就对主说,我们有父亲已经年老了,还有他老年,说生了一个小孩子,他哥哥死了,他母亲只剩下,他母亲只撇下他一人,他父亲痛爱他。
Sorry, I missed the verse 20. Okay, verse 20 says, We said to my Lord, We have an old father and a little child of his old age. Now his brother is dead, so he alone is left of his mother, and his father loves him.
21, 你对仆人说，把他带到我这里来，叫我亲眼看见他。我们对我主说，童子不能够离开父亲，若是离开，他父亲必死。
Then you said to your servants, Bring him down to me that I may set my eyes on him. But we said to my Lord, The lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die.
你的仆人说，你们的小兄弟若不与你们一同下来，你们就不得再见我的面。
You said to your servants, However, unless your youngest brother comes down with you, you will not see my face again.
我们上到你仆人我们父亲那里，就把我主的话告诉了他。我们的父亲说，你们再去给我提些粮食来。
Thus it came about when we went back, when we went up to your servant, my father, we told him the words of my Lord.
我们就说我们不能下去，我们小兄弟若和我们同往，我们就可以下去，因为小兄弟若不与我们同去，我们就必不得见那人的面。
Our father said, go back, buy us a little food, and we said, we cannot go down. If our youngest brother is with us, then we will go down, for we cannot see the man's face unless our youngest brother is with us.
你仆人对我父亲说啊，你仆人我父亲对我们说啊，你们知道我的妻子给我生下两个儿子，一个离开我去了，我说他必是被撕碎了。
Your servant, my father, said to us, you know that my wife bore me two sons, and the one went out from me, and I said, surely he is torn in pieces.
直到如今我也没有见他，现在你们又要把这个带去离开我，倘若他遭害，那便是你们使我白发苍苍悲悲惨惨的下阴间去了。
And I have not seen him since. If you take this one also from me and harm befalls him, you will bring my gray hair down to Sheol in sorrow.
我父亲的命与这个童子的命相连，如今我回到你仆人呢，我父亲那里，若没有童子与我们同在，我们的父亲见没有童子，他就必死。这便是你们是你仆人我们的父亲白发苍苍悲悲惨惨的下阴间了。
Now therefore, when I come to your servant, my father, and the lad is not with us, since his life is bound up in the lad's life, when he sees that the lad is not with us, he will die. Thus your servant will bring the gray hair of your servant, our father, down to Sheol in sorrow.
因为仆人曾向我父亲为这个孩子为这个童子做保，说我若不带他回来交给父亲，我便在父亲面前永远担罪。
For your servant became surety for the lad to my father, saying, if I do not bring him back to you, then let me bear the blame before my father forever.
那现在求你容仆人住下，替这个童子做我主的奴仆，叫童子和他哥哥们一同上去。
Now therefore, please let your servant remain instead of the lad, a slave to my lord, and let the lad go up with his brothers.
你看看，约瑟在这里啊，就承担起一切的责任。
Here we see that Judah, he bore full responsibility.
啊，在他父亲面前承担，必定会把兄弟带回来。
He, before his father, guaranteed that he will bring his younger brother back home.
在约瑟面前又承担，如果你要留下一个我们中间一个弟兄的话呢，那我代替便雅悯好了。
And in front of Joseph, he said that if you want to leave one of us, let me take the place of Benjamin.
所以这里呀，就显出犹大身上有那一个充分的爱。
And here it reveals to us Judah's great love.
这也就是今天呢，我们犹大的哥们做一个见证了。你们要进到这个新耶路撒冷。
And so Judah bears us testimony that if you are to enter into this new Jerusalem,
一面要学会赞美,
you must learn how to praise.
另外一方面呢，要充分显出弟兄姊妹中间的爱。
On the other hand, you also must learn to express love of the brethren.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
因为主耶稣也说，你们若彼此相爱。
And the Lord Jesus tells us that if you love one another,
能够真正关心弟兄姊妹的难处,
if you truly care about the difficulties of your brothers and sisters,
能够承担弟兄姊妹一起的责任,
if you are to bear responsibility for all the brothers and sisters,
肯像主耶稣一样把弟兄姊妹挂在肩膀上,
that just like our Lord Jesus, that you bear the names of their brothers and sisters on your shoulders,
藏在胸怀中,
and that you also place them upon your breastplate,
这样你就能够在神面前呢享受他一切属天的丰富,
and then you will also come to experience and enjoy all the heavenly blessings.
我想这个是犹大,
this is Judah.
我想再来讲讲约瑟吧,
now let's take a look at Joseph.
约瑟
Joseph,
有一个特点。
He had this characteristic.
当约瑟宝贵的点很多了。
And of course, there's a lot to say about him.
我只讲到他一个点。
But I'm just going to mention one point.
就约瑟是一个做梦的人。
That he was a dreamer.
啊，我想弟兄姊妹大家都知道这故事。
You probably all know about this.
当他的父亲给他做一件才艺，他享受父亲的爱。
When he received the love of his father through the multicolored coat,
他在晚上做一个梦。
At night, he had this dream.
梦见他和他兄弟们呢 在和田里面呢围困那个庄稼。
And he also dreamt of all his brothers, in that they were the stars of the sky.
结果呢，他这根庄稼就站立，其他的兄弟们的庄稼就向他这根庄稼下拜。
And also of the sheaves that all the brothers they bowed down to him.
这个是讲到在生命中显出他的尊贵荣耀来。
This tells us that in his life he displayed honor and royalty.
因为禾稼就重在讲到我们生命的成长。
Because these sheaves, it tells us of the growth of life.
所以禾稼来向他下拜呢，就代表在生命中作王。
And that all these other sheaves, when they bow down, it represents how in life that he is to be king.
其实这个梦境是正是讲到主耶稣基督的。
And of course, we know that this dream it tells us about our Lord
Jesus. 因为耶稣基督就在生命中作王了。
Because our Lord Jesus is the Lord of life.
主耶稣曾经在希律王啊，的那个巡抚比拉多啊，都做过见证。
And our Lord Jesus, he had bore testimony in front of Herod and others.
我的国不是这个世界。
That my kingdom is not of this world.
我的国如果是这个世界的话呢，我的臣仆必定要为我征战。
That if my kingdom were of this world, then those who belong to me, they will war on my behalf.
至少我的国不是这个世界。
However, my kingdom is not of this world.
但是呢，主耶稣就说，表现出那丰盛的生命来。
However, our Lord Jesus, he wants to express his abundant life.
那么另外呢，又是一说第二个梦。
And then Joseph had a second dream.
梦见他们十二颗星星。
He dreamt of these 12 stars.
他这个星星呢，特别发光辉。
And all of these stars were shining brightly.
因为太阳一亮，其他的星星都来向他下拜。
And even the sun and the moon, they were also bowing down before him.
这讲到在受天的地位当中作王。
And this also tells us that in all the universe, in all the skies, that he is to be king.
我们人人都想做老大。
All of us, we all like to be the elder, the oldest.
我们很多人都希望能够别人能够崇拜我。
Of course, we like many people to come and worship us.
我在家里面我要做王。
That at the home, in home, I like to be the king.
无论我的妻子，无论我的儿女，你们都要听我的话。
That my wife, my children must listen to me.
我在社会上，在教会里面，我也很想做一个好像在别人之上的啊。超乎众人之上。
And in society and in church, I also like to be one who is above everyone else.
我们这亚当的子孙呢，都想高高在上，叫别人佩服我，来崇拜我。
We descendants of Adam, we like to be those who are lifted up so that others would come and worship us.
那主耶稣告诉我们呢，你要做王的话呀，你必须是站在一个属天的境界，在属天地位上。
And our Lord Jesus tells us that if you want to be in the position of a king, you must stand in a heavenly position.
所以约瑟呢，做了这两个美梦啊，他就是心中渴慕与基督一同作王。
And so Joseph, when he had these two dreams, he in his heart desired to be reigning together with Christ.
你要知道啊，我们基督徒啊，所谓的美梦就是我们的理想。
Do you know, brothers and sisters, as Christians, when we have dreams, they are they're somewhat fantastical.
或者说，美梦就是意象。
But we have to say that dreams are actually visions.
你心中想到什么，你渴望什么，那个就是你的梦想。
What you desire in your heart, those are your dreams.
我们一首诗歌，你们大家都喜欢的吧？
There is this hymn that we all like.
我心感觉与主耶稣每日更加亲近，他比黎明灿烂，金色荣光更加明艳，他就是我所追求的一切幻想美梦。作诗人说，他就是我所追求的一切幻想美梦。
This hymn says, to Jesus every day, I find my heart is closer drawn. He's fairer than the glory of the golden purple dawn. He's all my fancy pictures in its fairest dreams and more.
这个作诗的人啊，他看见主耶稣就是他的意象。
The hymn says that the Lord Jesus is his dream and vision.
主耶稣就是我一生所追求的美梦。
The Lord Jesus is the beautiful, most beautiful dream of our lives.
我盼望更多认识他。
He wants to know him more.
更多经历他。
Wants to experience him
more. 更多进入他的丰富。
Wants to enter into his abundance more.
那我们呢？
What about us?
你的美梦是什么?
What's your dream?
有的美梦就发财。
Your dream is to get rich.
我们常常做发财梦，是不是?
We often have dreams of getting rich.
有的美梦是升官。
Some want to have a higher position.
这升官梦，发财梦啊。
You want to be a higher, in a higher position and get rich.
我们大家都很想。
We all desire that.
但是啊，那作诗人说，他就是我所追求。的一切幻想美梦。
But the hymnist says, He's all my fancy pictures and its fairest dreams and more.
所以基督徒啊，我们有一个梦想。
So as Christians, we can be dreamers to be those that have a beautiful dream.
看见主的荣美。
We need to see His glorious beauty.
渴望能够和主一同在属天地位上掌权。
To desire to rule and reign with Him.
渴望我的生命丰富啊，能够在别人跟前呢、啊。能够把主见证出来。
We desire to have an abundant life to testify of Him.
所以啊，我们如果有这个美梦啊，那追求主，那就代表主已经吸引我们的心了。
And so, if you have this fair dream in your heart, it signifies that His life has attracted you.
还是四个字，我的心爱主，你是我意向，是不是？
Just like that hymn that our heart desires after Him, He is our vision.
所以啊，基督徒啊。要看见他就是我是追求的一切幻想美梦。
And so we need to see that in our lives that He is our most beautiful dream and vision.
我的一生里面呢，心心念念的想到如何能够与主更加亲近。
That every day in my heart, I want to find out how I can be more encouraged.
如何能够与主耶稣一同在生命当中丰富的显出来。
That how in life I can have the abundant life of Christ be expressed from me.
如何能够在属天的境界当中能够为主掌权。
How in the spiritual realm that I could rule and reign with Him.
所以呢，耶稣身上呢，我们不去讲别的，就讲光说这个点。就值得我们好好的学习。
So in our lives, if there's nothing else that we want to learn, and we learn just this lesson, it's worth it.
好，我想犹大就又是犹大讲过了啊。
So I just share about this regarding Joseph.
就讲利未。
And next, Levi.
这个利未啊，和西面两个人都是性情很残暴的。
Now we know that for Levi and Simeon together in their personalities were very violent.
因为他们到世间去，有这个西面跟利未两个人呢，是他们两个人把世间人杀死。
Because it was him, Levi and his brother who had killed all the people at Shechem.
所以雅各看见他们这个，雅各心中很痛苦。
And so when Jacob saw this, it grieved him.
所以一个利西面就代表就是反面的见证呢，就是。如果随着你的性情任意妄为的话，你会被关在这个新耶路撒冷之外。
And now Simeon tells us in the more negative aspect that in your own character and personality, you do not change, you will be outside of the gate.
所以启示录里面呢，有一次提到十二个支派的时候，没有西面这个名字。
And so one time in the book of Revelation, when the 12 tribes are mentioned, Simeon is not listed.
利未啊，和他有同样。这个凶暴的性情。
Now Levi, who has the same violent tendency as
his brother, 但是呢，利未有了一个转机。
However, Levi had a change.
他就怕把这个本来是残暴对待别人的，他把它转过来啊，用残暴对待自己了。
There was a transformation. That violence that he had towards others, now he changed that violence towards himself.
你们都知道，就是当亚伦。带着以色列人在制造一个金牛犊崇拜的时候
We all know the story. Aaron, when he led the people to worship the golden calf.
耶和华神知道这件事情
And the Lord Jesus, when
心中非常恼怒
When God himself saw this.
他对摩西说、啊、你所领受的百姓已经败坏了
And that there was great wrath. And God says, the people whom you have led, they have
been corrupted. 我要把他们丢弃
And that I'm going to give them
up. 我令你的子孙就进到那个荣美之地好了。
I'm willing for your generation, your people to enter into the promised land.
那摩西呢，就在耶和华神面前呢代祷。
However, Moses interceded on behalf of the Israelites.
然后呢，他就站在以色列百姓面前说
：“And then he stood.
你们谁是属耶和华的？你们站到我这边来。
”And then he stood before the people of God and says, "If anyone is of the Lord, stand on my side."
因为很多人那个时候都去崇拜。 那个净月楼了嘛。
Because many went to go worship the golden calf at that time.
什么是净月楼呢
？What is this golden calf?
净月楼就是受造之物当中最珍贵的。
The golden calf is among all that is created the most honorable.
这牛犊是神所造的这个动物当中的一个代表。
The calf is a representation of the created things of God.
金牛犊呢就是受造之物里面最高贵最出色的。
The golden calf tells us it is the most dignified, most honorable things among all of creation.
所以受造的像我们人类当中啊有很多事都成为我们的偶像我们的崇拜他。
Many things that are created have become the things that we worship.
今天多少人都是把金牛犊啊。
How many people today worship the golden calf?
代替了神自己。
And they all lift themselves up.
所以摩西说你们谁是说耶和华的你站到我这边来。
However, Moses said, whoever is for the Lord, come to me.
这个十二个支派当中啊有位立位人啊就站在摩西这边了。
And so among the 12 tribes, it was Levi who came to stand on his side.
神就借着摩西对他们说话。
And so God, spoke to them through Moses.
你们站到我这边来了是不是啊
?You have come here on this side.
现在你们用刀去杀自己的弟兄。
Every man of you put his sword on his side and kill your own brother.
这句话今天你我可能受不了。
Perhaps this word is, we are unable to take it today.
这么神要叫利未人去杀死他的弟兄。
God instructed the Levites to kill their own brothers.
这个就是啊，我们要就是向着自己的那固执亲情呢，肯自私我们自己的那个天然的感情。
This tells us how we need to have control regarding our own human emotion.
这个杀。其实并不是真正用刀杀死的啊。
This kill is not a true killing or murdering.
主耶稣在彼得说嘛，凡动刀的必死在刀下。
And the Lord did tell Peter that you shall not use your sword.
这个刀是十字架的刀，来对付自己那天然生命的感情。
This sword is the sword that you have the sword of the cross to deal with your natural human emotion.
这就是主耶稣讲的。若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背弃他的十字架跟从我。
This is the Lord Jesus telling us, if any man come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
凡是爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
If anyone would much rather honor and follow their own parents, cannot be my disciple.
爱其他的，我说房子啊、田地啊等等等等啊，过于爱我的。不配做我的门徒。
If you love your house, your own land, all these other things, etc., more than me, you are not worthy to be my disciple.
这个就是讲到啊，去杀死弟兄，就代表借着十字架的刀来对付我们里边那种对固执亲情的那种眷恋。
And so this killing your brother is using the cross to deal with our natural self and self-life within us.
我们基督徒侍奉主、跟随主啊。就常常会碰到一个考验。
As Christians, as we serve the Lord, oftentimes we will be tested.
我们的主要我们单纯跟随他。
Our Lord calls us, He wants us to follow Him.
但是我家里的人未必同意。
However, for a person like me, sometimes I don't agree.
我有孩子，我有许多的亲属等等。
I have children, I have many relatives.
所以呢这个不行、
so、
我们常常爱我们的家庭爱我们的事业过于爱我们的主
we love our own family we love our own work more than we love our Lord
所以这个十字架的刀啊就要我们这个人啊借着这个十字架来对付自己那个天然的感情
and so the sword of the cross is to deal with that natural human emotion
你转过来本来啊我们这些人啊都是残暴对待别人，对自己呢，很宽宏的。
We need to turn this around. Oftentimes in the past, we were violent towards other people, but we give ourselves a lot of excuses.
我想我们人人都是如此，凶暴对待别人，宽恕对待自己。
We are all like this, that we are very harmful or violent towards others, but we give ourselves excuses.
对待别人，我们要求的很严格。
We have strict requirements of our enemy.
无论父母的儿女或者是老师的学生。
Or if it's parents and children or
students and teachers. 你要这样这样这样教会你我的弟兄姊妹都要求你很很多很多。
We have all these requirements of all the people around us.
但对自己呢？
But then what about to ourselves?
很愿很愿意原谅自己。
I'm willing to show mercy to myself.
你知道吗？我也是不得已啊。
Well, because I, you know, not quite willing.
到底我们是人呢，不是主啊。
Because we are human, we're not the Lord.
所以你们要原谅啊，也不要你们不要要求太多。
So show mercy on me. Don't have high expectations of me.
所以这个西缅呢，就只会对待别人残忍。
Simeon, he could only be violent towards others.
那么利未的一个转机啊，就把矛头啊，从对付别人的上面就转过来。对着自己。
But now there was a transformation for Levi. Now he would change that violence towards himself.
就是以前我的天人神明本来都是用那个矛头啊，就对着我旁边的人的。
Previously, that arrow was pointed at everyone else.
要他们这样，要他们那样。
I wanted them to be like this or like that.
并且他们做不到，就会很严厉的责备他们。
And so if they can't attain to it, then I'm going to rebuke them.
那么现在利未呢，就转过来对着自己了。
But now Levi, he turned that towards himself.
为着主的缘故
For the sake of the Lord.
照着主的话让主摆在第一。
Now, according to the word of the Lord has the first place.
这样呢当然会伤害我们家里的亲人等等等等。
And now, yes, sometimes we might harm the family members because of the
truth. 有一个姊妹啊她就怪她的弟兄说。
There was a sister, she blamed her husband.
因为这个弟兄有着爱主的心。
Because the husband, he had a heart to love the Lord. He would go to every gathering.
而在教会里面做许多服侍主的事情。
And he had much service in God's house.
这个姊妹就对他说，既然这样，你为什么当初要跟我结婚呢？
And so the wife said, if you are like this, then why did you marry me in the first place?
你服侍主就服侍主好了吗？何必还跟我结婚干什么？
If you did, just why not go serve the Lord? Why did you marry me?
是，的确说，我们要跟随主的话。难免会伤害到一些弟兄姊妹或者我们的亲人。
Yes, if you are to love and serve the Lord, it is possible that you will hurt or harm the relatives and family of people around you.
上海的你做神弟兄的同工王北珍姊妹。
In Shanghai, there was a co-worker of our brother.
他父母已经给他定下一名亲事。
His parents had already chosen the one that he was to marry.
他一个很好的未婚夫。
And he had a very good
他后来呢，就是被主的爱激励啊，他全时间侍奉主了。
But because he was constrained by the love of the Lord, he came to serve the Lord full time.
主在里面感动他呢，要他受童身。
And so the
不要结婚了。
And so the Lord moved him that he was not going to marry and he was to remain single.
所以呢，这是主的爱在里面激励他。
It was because the love of the Lord constrained him.
因为保罗在哥林多前书第七章也这么讲嘛啊。
Paul in 1 Corinthians also tells us.
单身的人一心可以向着专一向着主。
The one who is single can be single-minded to serve the Lord.
你结了婚了，你就难免。关注到妻子啊、儿女啊等等等等。
If you are married, you do have many other cares of your family.
所以王姊妹呢，有个心呢，完全好好的专一侍奉主。
And so this brother, he had the desire to really serve the Lord and focus on it.
他想跟他的未婚夫解除婚约。
And so he thought about his fiance.
那这件事情啊，那都伤害人了。
How this matter would truly harm the other one?
还有一点呢，主也感动他。因为王姊妹家庭环境非常好。
Now at that time, this sister's home, the condition was very good.
她父亲呢就在杭州一带做官的。
And her father at that time was also an official.
所以家庭环境相当好，有这个有侍女照顾她。
And there were servants, maid servants who would take care of her.
所以主在里面感动她呢，你一个服侍主、跟随主的人。
But now the Lord also moved her and says that you who serve the Lord, you who follow the Lord.
这么舒适的环境当中吗？
Can you live in such a luxurious environment?
处处都有仆人、什么侍女来服侍你。
Do you want to have all these servants serve you?
所以说，你既然要服侍主啊，搬出来。
Since you serve the Lord, move out.
离开你的家庭。
Leave your family.
专心到教会里面来照顾弟兄姊妹。
Focus on your service in serving brothers and sisters in the church.
所以她才考虑啊，那怎么办？
So she considered.
因为汪姊妹和她父母之间呢，那个过的心情是非常好的。
Sister Wang had a very good and close relationship with her parents at that time.
她说啊，我不是因为父母对我不好离家出走。
And she said, well, it is not because my parents dealt badly with me, therefore I want to leave home.
今天我们有很多孩子们呢，是因为父母管束的我太严格，所以我就不想受这管束，我要到外面去住。
Today, there are many children who say, my parents deal so badly with me, so I want to move out.
王子们是因为和家里的亲人呢，关系非常的甜美。
But Sister Wang, she had a very, very sweet and good relationship with her family.
父母把她看作掌上明珠。
And her parents, they also treated her well.
她对她父母也是完完全全相亲相爱。
And she completely loved her parents as well.
所以她就说啊，你们不知道啊，当我离家出走的时候，我不敢回过头去一看。
And so she said, when I left home, I dared not look back.
我只要回头去看一眼的话呀。
Because if I were to turn around and look back, I would not be able to walk on.
父母站在大门口，看见我这个女儿离开了。
Because her parents were standing there watching their daughter leave.
他们心中都伤痛。
They were in great sorrow.
所以我只要一看他们的，我就走不了。
She said, if I were to look at them, I would not be able to go.
但是主的灵在里面激动他。
But it was the love of the Lord that constrained her.
父母过于爱我的。不配做我的门徒。
If you love your parents more than him, then you cannot be his disciple.
爱什么爱什么，过于爱主的，不能做我的门徒。
If you love anything more than the Lord, you cannot be his disciple.
所以他忍痛，迫不得已，只好硬着头皮离家出走。
And so, with grief in her heart, and yet with determination, she had to leave home.
和弟兄姊妹住在一个简单的房子里面。
And so,
这个就是啊，伤害到孤儿亲情。
This is the harm of the of your own human emotion.
所以后来王子们被主大大使用。
And then Sister Wang was greatly used by the Lord.
她就是一个利未人一样。
She was like a Levite.
是用十字架的刀对付了自己肉体的情感。
And with the sword of the cross, she was able to deal with the fleshly emotion.
我们这些人都很容易被肉体的情感呢所牵住，所捆绑。
It's so easy for us to be bound by human emotion.
所以在属灵道路上呢，常常不能够走得很好。
So oftentimes in the spiritual path, we don't walk very well.
所以某些人必须拔出这把刀来，用手来杀自己的亲情，杀自己的天然感情。
And so Moses does tell us that you must take up the sword and you have to kill your brother. You have to kill that human emotion.
所以你看这里的一转变呢，本来他和西缅一样，两个人都是性情残暴的人。
And so we see Levi's transformation. Previously, he was just like Simeon. He was very violent.
但是呢，西缅就专门对付别人。
However, Simeon only dealt with others.
利未转过来对付自己。
Levi turned around to deal with himself.
所以尼弟兄写的是诗歌啊，葡萄一生的事。
Brother Ni has written this hymn, olives that have known no pressure.
顾量生命原则，以失不是以得。
Regarding the principle of life,
谁伤自己最狠，罪也可以给人。
Whoever is the most strongest towards himself can be able to give life to others the most.
谁不熟练损失博得，那他就是名楼相拔。
And whoever is willing to lose, they are willing to be able to give to others.
所以这是利未这个门啊，我们走过利未门，利未人就向我们摇手。
And so this is when you are going through the gate of Levi, that Levi is now waving at us.
进入新耶路撒冷的门，尽享受新耶路撒冷的丰富，我就是一个照着主的意思来。对付了自己那些不乐的亲情。
And so if you are willing to go through this gate, then you are willing to use the sword of the cross to deal with the human emotion.
我想为了时间的关系呢，我其他几个支派就不讲。
And so for the sake of time, I will not go on to the other tribes.
我就停在这里好了。
I will stop here.